You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Say. Wait, is... No, I'm not going to ask that.
You can.
Why don't you just ask it?
It's important.
Ask it.
No, I was going to talk about ovulating.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to talk about
Why
ovulating.
Why don't you want to?
Tell me, so...
Good question.
Why are you scared? No.
Well, are you scared of...
I feel like I have this understanding. No, I'm not scared of the female reproduction.
Can you tell me what your understanding is?
So, ovulation.
Yeah.
Is that cycle with the moon and the tides?
I don't think.
That's awesome. I think that I have some version of that as a guy, not to make this about me.
No, but absolutely
no,
too.
I would do.
Yeah, turn it around. reproductive rights, turn it around.
I would never turn those around. Are we supposed to?
Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
What I agree with whatever you guys say. I have no opinions until you guys tell me.
He's sweating.
I know.
I'm sweating. I'm drenched in sweat.
Connor and I are working on introing and extroing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
It's like very important that we introduce you before we get too far
and lose
the plot completely.
I was getting warmed up.
Oh. Okay.
Still.
Okay.
Yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather.
Yellow vest, pink vest.
Yellow vest, pink vest.
Check it out.
Sweater vest, girls. I did not knit this one, by the way.
You want to intro us?
I can.
Okay.
I'm Brooke.
I'm Connor.
And this is
Delaney.
Delaney
Rowe.
Delaney Rowe, thank you so, so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm simply honored. I actually brought you guys a little something.
You
just want to pull this from the archives.
You brought us a gift to our podcast?
Yes.
That is so kind, Delaney.
Yeah.
And is this your handwriting?
That's my handwriting.
Okay.
Really great handwriting.
So you wrote this?
Yeah. Can you tell I'm insufferable based on my handwriting?
I can tell. I can tell that you had notes in high school with like different color pens. The Holocaust.
I was just going to say, those TikToks crack me up that are like flowers, like balloons. The Holocaust.
Right.
Like,
so you wrote this.
Yeah, I did write that. Yeah.
So Delaney wrote this note.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see it?
Which is awesome because, so Delaney doesn't know how to spell my name.
Well, how did I spell it incorrectly? Is it O-R at the end?
Oh my God.
I panicked a little bit actually as I was doing it.
I actually, like, I would go as far to say we have kind of similar handwriting.
Look at that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yours is better, but I think they're from the same family.
Thank you. Well, look, I
do you mind if I crack this open now?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Please do. Who else would have written it, by the way? Like, your assumption that I would have somebody do it for me?
You have a really good team. Yeah, I
do have a really good team.
Yeah, I've met a couple people on your team, and everybody's like, I can't tell if you guys are related because of how in tune you guys are all.
I think
all
you're
with
referring
each other.
To the manager that I brought to Coachella.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was good. There was some.
Some what?
There was some. We at a certain point, I was like, "All right, you're done. Like working. We got the shot." Uh-huh. And then I was like, "Feel free to let loose." And he's like, "Okay, I'm doing shrooms." And I said, "You do shrooms."
Yeah.
And then yeah, the boundaries were eroded, and we were just friends.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. We were inches away from Jack Harlow that entire.
Yes.
That entire time.
And yes.
It made me go from like, this is really funny to like, whoa, I'm too drunk to be this close to Jack Harlow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very drunk at that event. Were you at Coachella as well?
No, I wasn't. I've never been to Coachella.
And why? Why not?
I
would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, it's a little bit of mostly not wanting to,
okay.
Just like not loving crowds, not loving music festivals,
right.
Not loving like day drinking events, especially when they go on for more than one day.
Okay.
So it felt like Coachella was maybe not a good fit.
Kind of offensive that you would come at Delaney and Ice Culture.
I'm just talking about personal preference.
It's a one-two punch.
I think I do want to go eventually one day. I had like a family trip planned that weekend. I probably would have gone if I didn't have that trip, but like it's one of those things. It's like I'm going because I'd have FOMO if I didn't go, not because like I truly want to.
And I'm glad that you can identify that. You know, also day drinking, you get better the more you practice.
No, I haven't found that to be the case for me.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Are you a good drinker?
No, horrible.
Horrible.
It's 0 to 100 immediately.
I would love to know how many drinks precisely until you would say you're hammered.
The thing is, Delaney, and this is why it's so hard, changes depending on the night, what I eat, on how I'm feeling. This weekend, it took about 1.5 to like...
I noticed. I saw the stories.
Yeah, to like fully descend.
Yeah.
Other times it could take like 6 and I'm like, I could drive.
Okay.
So I wouldn't.
Well,
let's not
have that on the record.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a...
But I wouldn't, clearly, but... I don't have like a standard formula.
Do you have your equation put together or is it just you're winging
it? Yeah, it's 6 to 8.
Wow.
Yeah. I think mine's pretty much the same. My favorite version of myself is Three Drink Connor. Three Drink Connor. I can interview for a job. I can read a book to children. Mm-hmm.
I
could sell a house. Three Drink Connor is like a great realtor.
So why do you go past? If you love Three Drink Connor,
no self control.
Okay. Right. Just a little light alcoholism.
I also want to say before we get into light alcoholism, this is Delaney Rowe. You know her. You know her from TikTok. You know her from Instagram. You know her from the internet.
The POV queen.
The POV queen. I would say that too.
I would say.
I feel like it would be shocking to me if someone has not seen your face online ever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. We need to talk about the fact that I've met you guys before and don't remember.
We are friends. Oh.
So, yeah. Fast forward.
Well, we've met a few times as friends.
We are friends.
And coworkers. But apparently before that.
That's right.
We met you as well.
We've been partying together for the last few months. More notably, Connor and I, as we do famously, love to day drink and sort of push the boundaries there. Right. We have a very successful ad that we did together. You got no commission on that.
Holy smokes, that was successful.
What was it?
Yeah, it got like 1.3 million views, and they didn't even boost it. You guys know what that means.
It was really well done, and I wasn't sure.
It was for Liquid IV.
Liquid IV, and that the event that we were at Coachella with Jack Harlow was Liquid IV. And when we were doing it, I was like, "How is she gonna put this together?" Because we were like yelling at each other 1 second, we're laying passed out for 1 second, we're chugging drinks for 1 second. I was like, "What is this gonna
kissing.
Be?"
Yeah, that was a hit.
That was so good. It was just like so well done.
Thanks.
And I like
that
you didn't try to film it while you were out in the desert. You came home, glammed up. And then cut it. She did her normal talking, in between with the Coachella pieces. Go watch it if you want to watch it. It was really good.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much. But anyway, we had a moment that neither of you remember. And this was back when you were still wearing masks walking around outside. So this was a really long time ago. This is when you guys lived at that house on Sweetser, like across from
Crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that because I know that.
Right.
And
this is when we lived together.
This was the common room era. There it is. There's the video.
Oh, hello. That was Cody in the background.
Yeah. God, I was fucked
and
up here.
Jack Harlow. We're showing Delaney's video, by the way.
That's my apartment.
For audio only.
I was in a really dark place when I was filming the cutaways right here because I was like coming down from Coachella. I was so convinced I embarrassed myself in front of many people, which I did. But it's okay because I got, you know, my bag.
You know, Cody was also filming a Liquid IV. And
I saw his. It was fun.
I wanted to be like Liquid IV. Like these impressions.
Yeah.
I was a part of these.
Yeah.
But then the next weekend for Stagecoach, I did a video of them, so it was good.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
This is how it's
going
to happen.
So I'm walking down the street. I'm going on my hot girl walk, and I was like, to be honest, there was like, there's a chance that I see these people. They live in my neighborhood.
Wow.
And I was so aware that you guys had just moved over here, and it was, you know, you were with Jack and Saladar, and I was like, I was walking and I see the two of you just coming down middle of the street, no care in the world, no masks. No, it was outside. It was outside, and I was being fastidious at the time. But I yelled. Yeah, you're welcome. I yelled at you both. I said, "Common room people."
Wow.
And you both looked at me.
Well, I probably didn't have my glasses on, which is why I don't remember.
Okay, so you both walked to me.
We walked to
you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you were there. Okay, you would have been able to see me.
Yeah.
and I did something really embarrassing. I went to you. I went to Connor. I said, "Oh, yeah, we both follow each other on TikTok." I had to plug myself. You went, "Oh, okay." This was like, okay. I had maybe like 6,000 followers.
And now you passed us both with flying colors.
Yeah, like,
barely.
Congrats on a million, you bitch.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No,
it's revenge.
We talked
about
it. Yeah, the revenge explosion. I had one of those this morning after my first coffee. We talked about being in dark places post Coachella. Mm-hmm. That 3 month period, and had nothing. It's no reflection on Brooke or Jack or Sally Dar, was probably like the darkest time period in my life.
Right. Because, when we lived together?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Can you... By the way.
I couldn't.
Yes, Connor.
Nothing was open. That was like the most weight I've gained. Like,
yeah,
ever.
You did look fat when I met you.
Thanks. so much for that.
You didn't. And I was like nervous.
It's on video. Like, I can go back and look at my videos
you
and I'm like,
fine.
I look like a
You looked great.
Well, thank you.
And I do remember you were taller than I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
probably because he was next to me.
Well, yeah. And I also remember being like, she is quite petite.
Mm-hmm.
Like petite little girlina. Like,
yeah.
Like in a delicate, like cute way.
Thank
not like
you.
You're,
oh
like,
my gosh, that's so sweet.
You're welcome.
Thank you for specifying that.
You're welcome.
I want to admit
so small.
I want to admit something before we move on.
What?
That time period was so low for me
mm-hmm.
that I did ask Brooke if I could maybe try out her self-tanner drops.
Oh,
wow.
I was like, maybe if I have some color on my face, like, it'll make me feel better.
Yeah, and it does,
about
doesn't
the,
it?
Like 30
I
pounds
feel better when I have, yes, and you know what? The tan slims.
Mm-hmm. If you can't tone it, tan it. And you know what you can't tone?
Depression.
I looked it up. Depression. And a jawline.
Mm-hmm. You can contour, though.
Yeah, I know.
You can contour.
Guess what? You really shouldn't with Brooke's self-tanner drops.
It said 2 to 12, and Connor used 13.
Okay.
I'm darker than you.
You're olive.
Sun.
No, you're
olive.
Not.
You can take it. You're olive.
You are not darker than me.
I'll show you a picture of me when I've gotten...
Okay, I'll show you a picture of me.
I'll show you a picture of me. Just
in general.
Just in general.
My headshots. no, but I had... I don't think I cried... But I was drinking a lot during
drooling.
That time. I was drooling. Okay, well, we didn't have to. Something came out of the sides of my mouth, and it took the self-tanner off both sides of my mouth to where it looked like I had a handlebar mustache. That it looked like I was like a puppet that was like hinged right here in my jaw because it was white line on both sides of my mouth, and then the darkest orange self-tanner. Mm-hmm. And people were commenting, "Are you like? Did you like self-tan at home?"
It was like Oompa Loompa.
It was so foul.
I wish I had the picture still, but... Oh, maybe I do it because it's saved on Snapchat, but I did get a new phone and all my pictures are...
Yeah.
So people notice in your videos.
Yeah.
I couldn't post. I couldn't post for a couple days. And then it was... I know the exact time period because it was when Driver's License came out by Olivia Rodrigo and I couldn't...
Yes.
I couldn't even get on TikTok because that song was all that was happening.
I love an excuse to not post for several days. The hamster wheel of content creation stays keeping me in a depression.
Yeah.
Not to like...
You are so consistent, though. I was going to ask you, do you just wake up every day and like sit down with a notepad? And
yeah.
We really...
Yeah,
wow.
I have a like whole schedule now because... Yeah, no, I feel very much constantly chasing the dragon there, which is the validation from...
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You know, it's
for
like,
sure.
I don't feel right. Yes. I don't feel right if I'm not posting, which is so sickening.
It's so sickening.
Yeah, from 11 to 2 is my time.
But that's good. A chunk.
I was reading, I'm like obsessed with Judd Apatow, and I was reading his book, and he, or no, I was doing his masterclass. How about the masterclass? And
dog.
I know. Well, I'm doing this... Well, I'm not going to talk SNL. I'm working on that stuff. But he was like, it's a job. So treat it like a job. Block out those hours and sit down and write for hours. Like, act like it's your job.
Yeah.
It is your job.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So
on the contrary, though, I tried so hard to like block out time and be like, I'm going to think of ideas. And the ideas I came up with when I was forcing myself were just like so bad.
That's such a good thing to mark, because they're, when you force it,
right,
oof, people can tell.
Because my stuff is usually just like, oh, this just happened to me. Let me record it. So when I sat down and like thought of things, it was like, Brooke, like, this is, what are you, what?
Yes. You guys are both very much yourselves, which is kind of the difference between our content. You know, you guys are the characters, Brooke and Connor. I'm not really Delaney on there so much. Like, I'm doing something else. Queen.
I think there's more of you in your characters than you think, though. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like you could hop out of that really easily. Like, when you post a video like you did and it gets 1.2 million views and it's an ad, cause it's so organic to me. Thanks. And it like plays over so much.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But enough dick writing for Delaney.
That's right.
I was going to say, we were talking when Delaney got in about like living alone, and we all three live alone.
Oh.
So like, I think living alone also.
Let's all touch tips on this. Because
we're having a lot of sexual innuendos today as metaphors.
It's me. I'm ovulating this week. So
I'm going through some, I don't know what I'm going through, but it's not good.
Yeah.
But from a body standpoint.
But not good or like good.
No, really bad.
Okay.
Just like really, really bad.
Like, because in the way that ovulating is like very...
I think I just have cramps.
Okay.
Maybe at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to say.
Wait, is... No, I'm not going to ask that.
You can.
Why don't you just ask it?
It's important.
Ask it.
We did get some construction feedback from...
Construction feedback?
Constructive feedback from someone saying that we paused for too long and that we must be new to this. Thank you so much for your feedback. We didn't ask.
Living alone.
No, I was going to talk about ovulating.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not going
to
talk about
why
ovulating.
Why don't you want to?
Tell me, so.
Good question.
Why are you scared?
No.
Well, are you scared of?
No, I feel like I have this understanding. No, I'm not scared of the female reproduction.
Can you tell me what your understanding is?
So ovulation.
Yeah.
Is that cycle with the moon and the tides?
I don't think.
Does it ebb and flow in the same way that
it does ebb and flow?
I think for normal people, or like people, not normal people, but like people with regular cycles.
Normal people.
People with regular cycles, it's two weeks after like your period.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting very.
You just like is the egg descending?
It's when you're like primed for basically having sex.
To have a baby, and you're most fertile.
Yes, and so you're sort of the way that I feel.
Something's
during
happening with your eggs for sure, though.
Yeah,
right?
I feel sort of I feel incredible about myself. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, I don't have that.
Like skin, hair, everything. I want to go out. I'll like
ooh,
go to.
I don't
the,
have that either.
That's it. That's must be like a primal thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'll just like
I'm
follow
ready
that.
To, like to get a I'm, mate because I'm so fertile
guys.
Right
by
now.
The time this episode airs, Delaney will be
yeah.
I'll out on the mate. Town Thursday night, ready
wow.
to...
I'll be at Cafe Stella, like I am every weekend, or Tenants of the Trees, please come.
She's going to be leaning up against the wall in the shadows, like...
Right, I'm just going to be humping the doorknob, yeah.
Hear the God. Primal. That's awesome. I think that I have some version of that as a guy, not to make this about me.
Mm-hmm. No, but absolutely,
no,
too.
I would
do. Yeah, turn it around. reproductive rights, turn it around.
I would never turn those around. Wait, are we supposed to?
Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
What I agree with whatever you guys say. I have no opinions until you guys tell me.
He's sweating.
That.
I know.
I'm sweating. I'm drenched in sweat. Now, I'm going to crawl out of this hole saying that...
Back to living alone.
Living alone. I think that It's tough because when I've had roommates, those are some of my most successful videos because people see when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't aware because my friends are so fun that like not everybody has these awesome, funny friends.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm finally getting back to a place in my comedy where like I'm posting stuff that I think is funny.
Are you talking about when you lived with me inside Aaron Jack and you were the most miserable you've ever been?
Exception to the rule. But I'm really glad. The most fun I've ever had with roommates was in college, and I'm so glad I didn't have TikTok because I would have been in jail.
Uh-huh.
Right. Or have like 5 million followers.
Yeah, these kids. Why is everyone 19 all of a sudden?
No, I'm really glad that I didn't have any sort of social media presence before I turned. And you guys are younger. You're like 23, 21.
No, we're
how old are you guys?
I'm 26.
You're 26? I'm 26.
Yeah, I'm 26.
We're Doja Cat's age. We'll get into
that. You're kidding.
No.
Oh, yeah, we should.
There's too many loose ends right now. Hold on. We have to.
Reel us in, Delaney.
Please.
Why are we inviting you? Oh, by the way.
There's always so many.
We have your gift. Brooke, did you bring her gift?
You have it.
Okay.
You guys can leave it with my publicist who's here.
Well, Connor can give it.
Oh, here it is. This.
Oh, my God. Clock. Oh my God! Thank you so much.
It's to keep time with, and then
is it to say that like when we're all together, you lose track of time?
Yes,
that's what I thought you meant. Yeah,
and when we're all together, it's 3:40 p.m.
Cable ties,
two zip ties, because you never know when you need them, and it's
never know.
It makes it really easy to tie up those loose ends.
You guys knew I was ovulating, so you brought the zip ties.
Yeah. Thank you, Delaney, for putting
those loose ends.
For tying those loose ends, yeah. We really.
So where were we?
Living alone real quick here. I just wanted to ask you guys, as far as like, you know, what we do is already so introverted and narcissistic. Like we're spending all day thinking of ideas that about ourselves and then posting it and then checking the comments. Thank you so much. Another one.
I think you're giving me too much credit with
just take it.
Okay,
just take it. And you know, then you spend time reading comments and then you know, doing emails and Zooms about more of your stuff, like your podcast or whatever you're working on, and then you kind of realize, you look up, you've been alone all day, you're in your apartment, and then there's this like sense of like, oh my God, I've been thinking about myself for 7 hours. And then going out into the world after that, like sometimes I forget to even go for a walk. Like there'll be days at a time where I don't leave my house.
Yeah.
And I do think it's contributed to like this sort of looming darkness that I've been bringing around with me these days. I don't know.
See a looming darkness, if that helps.
She's ovulating.
I'm wearing a lot of, that's right. I'm wearing a lot of highlighter as well. But I don't know. I think that it is like you're walking the line. The highs and lows are so intense.
Yeah.
Lows are very low.
Yeah. It's like a manic
You've always said
episode
that.
Constantly.
You've always said that.
And it sucks that it's all really dependent on feedback you're getting from.
Yeah.
Other people.
Yeah.
I was in a bad mood yesterday and then I noticed my video started moving and I was in a good mood and I'm like, that's sick.
That high. It's like truly like I can't imagine that there's any drug that does the same sort of thing.
I'm looking
scary.
To try something though.
Yeah. I would love just an equalizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't really, I've tried to do my best where like if a video is doing really well, I'm like, cool, it's doing well. So that when a video is really shitty, I'm like, don't care.
I'll post
another one. Are you a big deleter? Do you post and delete?
I've been really good about not recently.
Good.
I haven't in a few weeks, but hell yeah, I would delete. Oh hell yeah. And what's so embarrassing is that like, you know, my friends or family will check kind of right away when I post something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will then check back later and they'll see that it's gone. And then they know that I've deleted it. I'm like, oh, it feels icky that you know that I know that it's bad.
Right.
But I think there's a level of self-awareness that's healthy. You know, it's not like I'm God. Everything I post is amazing.
Right. Yes.
I speak of the devil. People are very aware when you do post. There's other people too besides your family that see things right away. We got an email in the inbox titled Connor's Flop Era? ?
Okay.
And it was a screenshot of something I deleted. So thank you so much for keeping up.
Yeah.
I think an issue
with the Kondashian.
An issue I have is that like and I did this last night. I'll make a video and I'll think like, this is so funny. I'm proud of myself. Like good work.
Good
work, Brooke. Like kiss your brain. You're great. Post it. doesn't get a lot of likes. And I'm like, oh my God, Brooke, what were you thinking? You idiot. You're not funny.
We're all living
and I had
life.
Thought it was funny before.
Yeah.
When I was the one like praising myself. But then when other people come in,
it's like
the external factors make me decide.
Yeah, shadow ban.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I actually did get the other day. Brooke and I made a video.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People were like, why'd you delete that? I'm like, I didn't. It's under review. I can't even. It's been under review for a day.
Do you guys have like a TikTok rep from behind the scenes there?
I text her every day
and I go, hey, will you check if that's flagged?
You're a really good, you're good at your job.
You really are.
You're good at your job.
You really
guys,
are.
Guys, it's all I have.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No,
same,
I have really nothing else going on.
You guys have a podcast. Like you have other
you have a hobby.
You are amazing at knit. You have a, you know, do you also sell them?
I'm going to.
Okay, there you go. There's another outlet.
But it's just like I don't even know how to get my Etsy working, and the thought of that it's just like too much to bear. So it's like I'll just like not.
Sure. And beyond work, are you dating?
In a perfect world, I would be.
Okay.
But I'm not. But I scroll through Hinge.
The world that we're in, so.
Oh, yeah. So it's not a perfect world, so I'm not. Mm-mm. But I do swipe through Hinge.
Okay.
Are you dating a lot? Crap. How has it been? I always ask people, like, especially internet people.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard to put your face on an app now because it's just like, oh.
Like, it's been like, a lot of, like, people person. Will send me a message, like quoting a video or something. That doesn't bother me. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. Like, what else am I out here for? I don't like it when people pretend that they haven't seen my videos.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
That's weird. And then they bring it up later, and I'm like, just be up front.
I've had that happen, and then, like, they'll say afterwards, I knew. I knew.
Oh.
And I was like,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. I really don't care.
What about you? You weren't you seeing someone or something? Do you want me to not bring that up? Okay.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're moving through. We haven't obviously, we haven't been back since the 4th of July or before the 4th of July, so we've got a lot to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke and I have our notes page that we try to keep pretty updated as we go on, but a lot of stuff ends up not really making sense when I go back and review it. And my top bullet point for today was crazy sex kinks and electrocution.
Right.
We don't really have to touch on this, but I did meet a girl at a bar 2 weeks ago who was talking about her cattle prod that she likes to bring into play.
So I'm going to need to hear that again.
I asked very detailed.
Is that like a branding?
No, it's it has prongs.
Cattle prong.
Prong, not prod. Yeah,
oh,
you're right.
Oh, prong.
And she likes to be electrocuted on her nipples.
On her nipples? Yeah. Did she have it with her? Did she have the apparatus?
No, but I asked, like, how big is that thing? Like, can you travel with it? That's what it looks like.
Okay.
So it is large. It's like nothing to be.
And that top part goes on the nipple and you shock.
I think you can put it on really anything, any orifice.
Yeah, like any sort of
this is
ending.
Reminding me of that. Have you guys watched that new show, How to Build a Sex Room?
No.
No.
Oh, me neither. I haven't watched that. But they have something like this in some of the sex rooms that are built.
Just like and you know this just from the trailer.
Like, the trailer. I've seen like random things on the internet.
That's so crazy.
But it is.
I'm not going to write off the cattle prong.
Really?
I'm not going to write it off.
Okay.
I'm not going to write it off either. Yeah. I think that's great.
I think that could be kind of fun.
Was that the only thing?
I think I am going to write it off.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No, it's, you're not going to offend me.
That's 100% your prerogative.
Yeah.
But so was that all that she was into? Or was there other
things? No, she went on, but I was kind of stuck on the cattle prong electrocution kink.
Mm-hmm.
Like how much voltage is too much voltage type thing.
Right.
Like, do you want to be...
Right. No, I think yeah. it's. I think it's great, especially as you know, you get older and you're in LA. I think
she was 24.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if you get to the cattle prong stage of your sex life at 24, it's like
in her cattle prong era.
I'm in my cattle prong era. Like, what happens at like 30 in 10 years? Like,
yeah, a Sibian machine.
What's that?
It's a it's a vibrating saddle.
See, that sounds a lot better.
That's just sitting on a dryer, like a washer and dryer.
It's a vibrating saddle, and it's you sort of, you know, you sit on it as one would, not
right.
side saddle. You're doing
right,
not Western, right. Western,
right. Western medicine,
Western medicine, and it just it gives you very intense orgasms. Apparently,
yeah,
by the way,
that sounds never... fine. Yeah, that seems to me like the precursor to the what's that thing called, the cattle clamp.
So we're just Western themed.
Yeah.
Like we're having an orgy at Saddle
yeah,
Ranch
that
later.
That seems more of like less intense. That seems less intense to me.
Right, yeah. No, it seems
Westworld.
Like kind
of,
yeah.
Yep. Visual demonstration by Connor for those audio listeners.
We're moving west down. Whoa.
Okay.
Anyways.
What did you mean when, oh, sorry. Do you have more to say?
No,
about
no, no. That's
cattle?
It. I mean, that's really it. I was just curious. I just wanted to chat about that and
okay.
bring it to light.
Thank you for bringing that.
Clearly, you haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Yeah, no, I was.
Or her.
It did take me aback a little bit because I'm like, at what point, like, if you were to go home with this girl and, or like you guys go home with a guy from a bar and they, because she's totally normal, she's a cool girl, and then you get there and she's like,
did you go home with
she's
her?
Actually
no, we were just chatting, and I was like, at what point do you pull out this device? I'd be like. Do you need to kill a bug or something? Like, what are you doing with that? And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to put this on your balls.
How do you
well,
work
you
that in?
I think you talk about it before. Communication is key.
Yeah, so key.
Or he would pull it out.
I think that's so sexy. If she brought it out and she was kind of like, by the way, this is what this does. Are you interested? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously you'd say yes, because look at you.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's as simple as that.
We could dive into that, whatever that nod was later. But okay, moving on. I watched an interview with Aaron Carter.
Same.
And Steve-O. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Aaron Carter went into his relationship with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to, did you see? Oop, I unplugged my headphones.
No.
Do you want to talk about it? Really?
You really
well,
don't
I think
know.
That's old news.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So I saw this video, or this just a clip of him talking about the whippets, or not whippets,
poppers?
sucking nitrous from a keyboard cleaning.
That will kill you, by the way.
So, right, it
it's
will.
It's amazing the things that people find, the innovation
yes,
of some
yes.
people.
Yes, and he was like, I'm now on medication to sort of like reverse some of the irreparable
wow.
damage.
It kills your brain, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I've done that incidentally, just like...
Have you ever done whippets?
No.
Like from a
are they the same as poppers?
Cream? No. Poppers is the... you in
right.
the nose there. Have you done poppers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fun. Love them.
Fun. Until I learned, again, damaging.
It's like...
horribly
it's like
damaging.
Is it damaging?
Cleaner. Uh-huh.
Of
I've never
course
done
it
them.
Is.
Freaks me out.
Really?
Everything like that freaks me out.
Everything good is damaging.
Oh,
that's
I thought
damn
they
shame.
Like, I thought they were the same as like smelling salts. Just like... Mm-hmm. I think they are, or maybe a little bit more intense.
What are
I don't
smelling
know.
Salts?
I think
whippets.
They're poppers. Those are whippets? Oh, no, I don't
know. No, smelling salts are not poppers. Smelling
no.
salts.
I thought they were at the end no. of the day.
Are
like,
smelling salts bath salts?
No.
No, they're like,
it's just like really strong smelling.
I think for athletes,
just three people
of?
Who don't yeah. do drugs.
Yeah.
I'm two.
I was talking the other day about when I was in New York, I was running on the West Side Highway, which is where like everyone that looks like they... like live in a Whole Foods runs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I like finished my run and I took the elevator up and I was like, I feel for the first time in my life, the runner's high. And you said everything good is damaging. I was like, no, this is, I feel it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a rumor that people were making up runner's high, runner's high. I was like, shut up. And then I got it for the first time. And then I changed and I went to take the elevator back down and I saw a sign on the elevator that said, do not use the elevator for like the next couple hours, strong fumes. we painted.
Wow.
It was, just a normal high. But it was free. It felt really good. I took the elevator back down.
Can I ask you, how does that high compare to the high of, you know, getting like 5 million views on a TikTok?
Good question, Delaney.
Honestly, like pretty much equal, except the 5 million view thing. It's like, I can ride this for a little. I can ride this up.
You can ride that Sibian machine.
I honestly think the paint high is probably a healthier alternative.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
That view thing is so dangerous. But honestly, I'm sorry to make it about me.
Please do.
I'm getting the same high from posting videos that I think are funny.
That's
what I've been doing.
I think that is healthy.
That is great. I can't wait till I get there.
I'm sorry, I'm just going through my bullet points today.
That's fine. Do you want me to talk about one of mine, or do you want
to go ahead, please. Okay. I'm jumping in whenever we have a lull here.
No, that's fine. One of my bullet points that Delaney, I briefly ran by you yesterday, is I've been having a lot of technical grievances recently, which are things on certain apps that have been really, really pissing me off. Mm-hmm. And I want to air those grievances out in the hope that somebody from either Instagram or TikTok is listening and will hear. And also that people that may have experienced the same frustrations can feel seen.
Let's hear it.
So my first grievance is that on Instagram, and Connor, I've talked to you about this every single day for probably the past 2 weeks. Can't stop talking about it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
There's a Reels tab. You're familiar with the Reels tab. You're a Reels queen.
Of course.
And you have the option to post your Reels in feed when you post your Instagram. So that they're on your main feed instead
Cloud
of just the Reels
feed.
Tabs. Cloud up that feed. Right? And there's the option to remove them from your feed so they're just in your Reels tab. So a while ago, I decided I only want pictures on my main feed.
Fierce.
So I had removed all the Reels from my main feed. Now, I want them back because I want my page to scream content creator rather than just picture. You cannot add them back to your main feed.
Yet.
Connor, you were able to add them back in the Instagram version of 2020, according to Google, because I've been Googling obsessively and I've been on a lot of Reddit forums about why this is the case. So I tried to jailbreak my phone and download the 2020 version of Instagram where you could put your Reels back on your feed. Broke my phone. Spent about 6 hours downloading different viruses, software. Phone stopped working. Did not stop there. Kept downloading.
God.
So now I have a new phone. I have an iPhone 13 Pro Max now, which I love. And you know what? You still can't add Reels back to your feed on an iPhone 13 Pro Max.
For all you listening and viewing, let this just show you the neuroses that you develop as a full-time content creator.
I mean,
like,
I spent
this kind of
8 hours on Reddit downloading different viruses to get my Reels back.
Yeah, just to get that.
And guess what? I'm still doing it on my iPhone 13 Pro Max. I'm going to need a new phone by next week.
Yeah. Okay. Jack Martin did that. He took all of his shit off.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah. And now
because guess what, Jack? You're not going to be able to get those back.
Well, he's a capital A actor now, so he was like, I don't need these Reels on here.
Yeah. Do you want to act?
Yeah, I do.
It's clear.
And I do. Did a movie this year, actually.
Really?
Yeah, my first movie.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. Tell me about it.
I have a very small role, but I played Nick Vile's wife, and he's playing himself, and I'm playing a fictional character, and it's a movie about, it's called The List. It's the star is Halston Sage.
Is that a book, a YA book?
Oh my god, there it is.
My gosh, you have an IMDb page.
That's so crazy. That's crazy. How dare you bring that up?
Wow,
that's a great picture of you, by the way.
How
Delaney
dare you,
Marie?
You know,
Delaney Marie Rowe is an actress and writer known for The List, Buffalo Chicken Dip, and The Wine. I know you're.
So yeah, this is jarring to see, but the but the movie is an interesting concept, which is basically about, you know, you're like the list of people that you can have sex with and get away with if you're in a relationship.
Oh,
yeah.
Like hall pass.
That's exactly. Yes. It's hall pass. Mm-hmm. But the female version of that. And so she's on her journey, Halston Sage's character, to have sex with somebody because her fiance did the same thing. You would break up with him, you
right.
think, but not in this movie.
Not in this film.
And she, one of the guys on her list is Nick Vile. And
like
so,
real life.
Actual
Nick Vile.
Nick Vile, yeah. So anyways, I play like his partner who kind of comes and breaks the thing up. But yeah, acting with him was fun. That was his first movie.
That's
too.
That's so cool. When mm-hmm. does it come out?
End of the summer.
I saw him wow. post something about it.
Oh, whoa.
He did?
Like a while back.
Okay. I don't follow
Where
him.
Will we be able to watch?
How was his acting?
You know what?
He was himself.
He was such a good sport. Like he could take the jokes, like the roasts. Like he was a great sport. Yeah, he's good.
He's less of a good sport at game night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let that be known.
There's some separate.
Did I miss my invite for that, or was that?
I wasn't invited. Don't
oh, okay.
Worry.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Perfect.
It was really funny. But
where were
that's
we?
That's incredible.
It's a.
Oh wait, no. Oh, back to
technical
Instagram.
Grievances.
Okay. We yeah, Jack Martin. Yeah, here we go. Tie that loose end right up, baby.
Yeah.
So okay, back to the grievances. Huge one that I have with Instagram, and you guys can definitely relate to this, is not being able to search who's looking at your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a health thing, though. I think it's honestly healthy.
Or no, it's not no, healthy because then I have to scroll through, and after a certain point, it won't actually show you.
Right. If you
I've
have a certain amount,
there. What you...
no. If you have a certain amount of followers, it doesn't show. Like
it won't show
it should
you.
Be showing me
20,
all of the people that I follow that have viewed
there
my story.
There should be a priority list.
Right.
Yeah.
There should be a priority. It's
100%.
Just like if this boy that I want to know if he's watching my stories watched my stories, it's possible that I just won't ever know.
That's exactly.
And that's the.
And yeah. I'm like, I've posted this
for
just
you.
For him.
Yes.
And I'm never gonna know if he saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
What the hell? That's unhealthier.
I don't know how close you guys are with these people you're talking about, but you could make a close friend that
and
looks
only
like close
put
ones
him.
And only put him.
I've done that.
Not
yeah.
if he's new. Not if he's new.
You can't.
Not if he's a new addition to the roster.
Are you guys on? There's some people that put me on their close friends, and I'm like, we are not close friends, and I'm screenshotting this.
Mm-hmm. It touches me. I'm like, nothing is nicer than a nickname or a close friend's ad.
Yeah.
But it sucks because it puts this weird thing in your court where it's like, I guess I should add you to my close friends, but I don't really...
But there's a possibility that you don't have a close friend
really?
Or that you don't use it. Like, they don't know.
How many people do you have in your close friends?
Like 41.
I use my close friends more of like, this is the people that I know.
I have 216
yeah,
people
I have a
my
lot.
Close friends.
I have a lot.
See, that to me says more, that says a lot about you.
Yeah, because I'm an ethical clout chaser. So I think of this as like, oh, now we've kind of
breached.
Who's
the most famous person on your close friends?
I don't want to disclose that.
Okay.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
There are some like A-listers on there.
I really do want to know though, if you guys have ever really embarrassed yourself in front of a celebrity and if you're willing to share.
Me? No.
Wait, hang on. You should tell your stories.
Please tell.
Which one?
You should tell this. Well, tell.
I've already told them all.
We told Louis Capaldi?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
It's like it's like not even funny. It's just like ridiculous.
No, it's actually genuinely the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Because Brooke,
you can tell it.
Okay,
I'd rather you tell it.
Have you been to On the Rocks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so On the Rocks is like where people go to die. Like it literally is
yeah.
this bar that you have. It's invite only. Like yeah. someone has to have a key to this bar.
It's where you go to like flirt with chlamydia.
Yeah. No, genuinely. Like, yeah. But you go up there, and it's not that big of a. It's not that big. It's like pretty. It probably holds like 100 people, and there's like little.
Yeah, it's like half of Connor's close friends is there.
Yeah, right. Half of them are there.
Like, and good call back to Lainey.
Nice. Listen. Tie up those loose ends. The last time I went was just like the I think it was that night. It was like the most insane, and I was like one of those nights where like, I'm not drinking. I drove there, and I was like, I'm just going to park, and I'll obviously left my car, got mm-hmm. towed. But this night, like, someone DJs, and you kind of dance around, and it's a lot of ABBA. But like, you look around, and like, MGK was there one night, and you turn around, and like, it's just insanely, like, Diplo's DJing, and it's, like, only a couple people. No one cares.
Yeah.
And it's...
You also can't see anything, which is probably why they go, you can't see, you can't hear. It's, like,
right,
literally...
That, yeah, you're on the rocks.
That museum where they deprive you of all of your senses.
It's that. What is it called when you get in those...
Sensory deprivation tank?
Sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
On the rocks, yeah.
But anyways, we go there, and I had a lot to drink, and...
Famously.
At some point.
Six to eight beverages.
Yeah.
I did too at this difficult time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, we We met Louis Capaldi, and
no,
then
that's not what happened.
I wouldn't know him if he fell on me.
He's on my. I have this like running crush list, and for whatever reason,
I'm aware of it. It's a really good list.
Thank you, Delaney. I like keep seeing these people that are on my list.
That's because you're calling them in.
I think I'm manifesting it. And I had been going through a really weird period where I thought everyone was Louis Capaldi. Because I couldn't I couldn't stop listening to Before You Go. Like, it was just like more, I wake up, listen
before
to
Before You Go.
That one. Wake nice, up, listen guys. Before You
check
Go.
Check if that was
every
song.
Car ride, Before You Go. And this was, I had probably.
Wait, Brooke, was it the one where he goes, Before You Go.
Yes, good one.
Sorry, that was the one.
So I just wanted to check and see if that was the right song that you guys were.
I think we all are aware of him now at this point. Yeah. Anyway.
And. I'm just thinking about, no, my pictures are all gone. I don't have the pictures anymore.
I have them.
Okay.
What did you do to him?
So
basically, I saw Louis Capaldi, who, in my mind, I've seen 16 Louis Capaldis already that day. So it's like not really a big deal. I went up to him and I was like, hi, Louis Capaldi. Like really like thinking it's like one of my whatever. Like take a picture with him. Like also, I'm like, this, I love you. Whatever. I'm taking 80 pictures.
I'm taking
Connor's
80 pictures.
Taking 80 pictures of me and fake Louis Capaldi.
And then so they all end up, by the way, they all end up on her story.
Oh, every single
Louis,
one.
Louis, he's hugging her. He's hugging her.
No, main story with Before You Go attached.
And then
I'm playing Before You Go.
Wait, how does that one go? It's
Before You Go.
Got it. Okay.
I also was able to play that song for him as if he hadn't heard it before.
You know this song, Louis? I remember you doing that. And then, so anyways, it's picture of Brooke and Louis, picture of Brooke and Louis, picture of Brooke and Louis. The song restarts every time on her story. It's before, click. And then all of a sudden the camera flips and it's me and the oldest woman you've ever seen in your life.
Connor,
and I'm like this.
Connor didn't know who it was and thought we were just taking pictures with people.
I didn't know it was him.
So he just took this picture with this really, I hope you have that. If you
honestly, when I saw it the next day, I was like, we met Ed Sheeran last night?
Well, and then I woke up the next morning looking at my story and I was like, oh God, like I'm not looking forward to seeing like which Louis Capaldi lookalike like I had posted with. And it was really him.
It was really him.
So we were out with a group of our friends and he invited us to go to his after party.
Oh God.
He would have an after party.
Yeah. And because like obviously On the Rocks closes at 2 and all these people are the like bi-coastal from London from and it's the Chainsmokers and his party for afterwards. And I'm like,
Wait. That the one at that crazy house that was in the
it was probably at that crazy house that's in the
I was
but guess what?
I
we ended
there.
Up in an abandoned Starbucks.
Connor took us to the wrong location. I'm sitting there sobbing, taking me to Louis Capaldi.
See, I was wondering where you guys were that night. All your friends were there.
And our friend was like, I'm gonna ride with Louis. And she got into the car with Louis and we're like, okay, cool, we'll meet you there. We end up at an abandoned Starbucks and I don't even know what it's one of those towns that you would like Pasadena, like one of the most random.
One of those like, abandoned Western towns, Pasadena.
Somewhere where you don't need to be at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night.
I think we stayed there for probably 2 hours, just
Starbucks.
Crying.
Did you get it like a
crying?
Cake
we didn't like
egg bite?
Really. No, it was abandoned and also 3 a.m. Could not figure out like how to get to the Louis Capaldi's place or home for that matter. So kind of just like laid down.
Yeah,
at the Starbucks.
That's a good. That's not that embarrassing. I have one that is so bad that will. I hope you guys can feel the secondhand embarrassment.
Delaney fully leading the charge on this podcast today.
As
by the way,
I just want to say that I'm going to tell this one quick, and I'm not going to give the name of the celebrity. But I'll tell you guys after because I think for some reason you would really love this just based on your.
Could you give me a hint?
Yeah, you'll know when I tell the story. So let's fast forward to the night. I end up in a car with a couple famous people, one very, very famous gentleman. And the whole night we've been drinking.
Was it Jacob Elordi?
It wasn't Jacob Elordi. Okay. Think older.
Because I had an incident with
think
him.
Think much,
well.
Much older.
Much older, okay.
And I am in the front seat and I'm on aux. And so you know where this is going. So
you were watching porn?
No, I wasn't watching porn. I don't watch porn famously. I like to keep it analog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
keep those cattle prongs upstairs.
Keep that Sibian machine charged. So I am in the front seat and we've been drinking all night. Like the camaraderie is happening. Like I'm feeling close to these people.
Yeah.
I'm feeling one of them, dare I say. And so I think it's going to be a smash hit to put on. This is an actor who's done some movie musicals. I think
it's not Zach, is it?
No, it's not, but very close.
Is it Corbin Bleu?
I'm not going to answer. it's not Corbin Bleu, but you were very close with Zach. So I think it's going to be a great idea to play his song, his like big song from the movie musical on Ox.
Does he like change it?
So I put it on, and I am like, this is going to absolutely hit. I put it on and silence falls throughout the car. You know, meanwhile, the song is bumping so loud. I'm in the front. I'm doing one of these. Look at
that. Oh, no. Like, maybe they don't hear it yet.
Maybe they don't know the joke I'm doing. And so he just sort doesn't acknowledge it. He sort of looks out the window.
Oh, geez.
And then the guy who's driving, he looks at me and he gives me one of these.
Oh, jeez.
And unplugs my phone and then puts something on his phone. And I
would have
my soul came out my mouth. And I was like, can I just tuck and roll right here in the middle of Hancock Park? I was humiliated. And you know what, though? I will say the rest of the night, he was like, didn't say anything. He was so sweet for the rest of the night. But I can't even watch his films anymore.
Would have ruined my night for sure. I would have taken the driver aside and said, unintentional, thought it'd be funny. What's his deal with the song? And then
you would have talked about it with him?
Yeah, and then gotten drunker and been like, hey, my bad. Thought that would have been funny. Didn't realize that you have PTSD.
I had to play it off. And I was like, why didn't you have a better sense of humor about this?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I honestly think it's on him.
You know what? Let's blame it on him.
I think that is the best way for us to move forward.
Okay.
That would be the only way to sleep at night. That's what I do. I'm like, he's sick.
I kind of want to tell you right now, not in the microphone, so that you know.
You're kidding.
Wait, tell me.
Oh my.
Oh my God. No way.
Yeah.
Whoa. Were you playing?
Yeah.
Oh my. Delaney.
Yeah. The gall.
No.
What?
Oh, I'm sweating.
To be honest, like, you did what you needed to do in that moment. I would have done the same thing. You can sleep at night knowing that you are a funny girl with a great sense of humor.
How did I end up in a car?
No, we can't really. Yeah, I mean, like, it's
San Vicente Bungalow. You ever been?
What?
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're thinking of the bungalow in Santa Monica.
No, not that one. God, no. God, no.
Wait, is that the hotel?
No, it's like a members club on San Vicente.
I got to join some clubs. Mm-hmm. I got to become a member.
You guys should come with me.
I would love to.
Well, do you guys want to come to Knitting Club?
I would love to come to Knitting Club.
That's the best I could offer you.
Perfect. Tit for tat.
I had one horrible night with a bunch of, like, that group of famous people that I used to hang out with don't get any invites anymore.
Well, yeah. God, what'd you do?
Got really drunk at Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Mm. And then went back to Shawn Mendes' Airbnb with, like, a bunch of people and skinny dipped, and I don't know if anyone else was naked now that I think that. Like, I really
dick
don't.
Balls and ass out, or
yeah.
You can only There's a way that you can have only one of them out.
One ball, single ball out, to keep it classy.
Depending on the underwear.
Single ball out in case anyone had a cattle prong that they wanted to try out. No, but I like it was. It's like pretty foggy, like, why I, like, I don't know.
Why
I was,
you were the
I,
only one
I wasn't in the pool alone, but, like, I wasn't looking at other people.
Sure.
But anyways.
Anyway.
There was that, and I've talked to people since, and they're like, no, it was fine. It was really fun. Everyone was having a great time.
Well, they would say that to your face.
Yeah. That sucks when someone's like, you were being the man. It's like, you're lying to me.
Lying. I know I wasn't being the man. Just like you guys are doing to me right now with this whole Oxford story.
That, no, I would have, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
Because that, I'm, like, now that I know who really it was, bad. It makes it like.
You it's so much
right.
worse.
You were in the right.
Just like his age alone, this individual, like, I wouldn't, there's no relatability there for me to have to come back.
No. Mm-mm.
Listen, life is all about taking risks. You took a risk.
I did.
And
I did take
that wasn't your, that really wasn't your fault. I can't stress that enough.
Can we, this is really relevant actually. And we'll, there's not
we didn't talk about anything we were going to talk about.
No, can we have, we got an email that was literally about this.
Oh, okay.
That I think that, can we go to the very bottom of our docket here really quick? I mean, oh, someone knitted a bee sweater. Sorry, I meant to say. So
that's
if you're watching.
Really sweet.
Someone knitted a BNC sweater. I locked out of the email because,
they used your pattern, so,
because of my new phone.
Wait, can we scroll up a little bit? So shout out to Bella Lynch.
Bella Lynch, I just have to say, first of all, you're so talented. Second of all, that means the world to me. I'm so sorry I didn't see that. I am locked out of my email due to unfortunate circumstances that are beyond my control. And I'm obsessed with it. I can't stress that enough. It's so, so precious.
That's sweet.
Okay, so I just wanted to quickly flag one email and then I'll get back to keep us on track. Hello, Brooke and Connor. My name is Julia. I love the pod. Anyways, I'm a man-hating lesbian. I've never felt sexual attraction for a man, but boy, oh boy, there's something about Connor. What? Does that mean I'm not really lesbian? Maybe Connor is a girl? Let me know. Well, I don't know if I should say her name, but...
Say it.
How many times have I gotten this from... People
a lot. You've got
Connor,
it from my
shut
lesbian
up.
Friends as well.
No, it's fascinating, and I really want someone to explain the phenomenon.
That of, why lesbians love you?
Like,
I don't
women
know
in
compliment.
General.
No, I don't. I mean, it is a compliment, but I don't
is,
know if
sorry,
you're perceiving
I have horrible
it.
Horrible.
No. I'm curious what the phenomenon, because this is not a standard isolated event. What
I
you?
Think it's just you're not, you don't give off typical threatening male energy.
Oh, okay. I think that's a compliment.
I
think it's because I. Okay.
No, it's totally a compliment. Okay. I mean, that means like she's found you so attractive that you busted through, you eroded the boundaries of
sexuality.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Not that there are any anymore.
There aren't. It's a.
But you know, I'm glad this came up though because Connor, I will read the comments on your videos, and it's just like the sort of TikTok comment equivalent of throwing panties on the stage at a concert. Like, what do you mean you don't get like female admirers?
No. I'm talking about
lesbian. Oh, you're like, no.
The lesbian community specific.
No.
You're like, I get plenty of bitches.
That was really funny. A long time ago, we just saw the other day, Tristan. You've met Tristan, yeah. Right?
Oh.
Tristan taking old screenshots of videos.
I went through.
Oh.
We have a friend, Tristan, and I was going through all of Connor's old videos, and we had met Tristan. We haven't even known Tristan for a year, but I was looking at Connor's videos from 2 years ago, and Tristan had commented on every single one.
Wow.
I was like, Connor, when will you notice me?
Wow.
Like our good friend now.
Like a very good friend.
If you go back, you'll find like maybe one or two from me like before we were
really
friends.
My favorite thing about me is that I'll hear that and then people will get to know me and be like, oh my God, never mind. Like,
well, I just think, and this is me complimenting you, because like I before you like don't really have guy friends because I'm not typically comfortable like around guys, but there's something about you that's just like very like easy to be around, not threatening, just like
it's probably my upper body.
No, it's not. I don't think it's your upper body. I think it's your energy. Thanks. And I think that's a really good thing.
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
Same.
It's gotta be that.
What are you?
A Gemini.
Gem. Yeah. Well, Virgos and Geminis are the two most hated signs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Two most unlovable.
Yeah.
By the way, Virgin King.
When's your birthday? Virgin?
Virgo.
You heard it first. Connor's a virgin. What
September
is your birthday?
September 11th. 9/11.
Is it? Mine's September 8th.
So it's my sister's.
Oh my God. It's also Pink's birthday. Combined birthday?
Yeah, let's do it. Which we do.
Like something fucking
people
huge.
Have been renting these like boats out of Long Beach and doing... No?
Say no. I'm not a boat gal.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Titanic?
Have I ever seen the Titanic?
You know how that one ended.
Mm-hmm.
I came home. I actually left Matt King's birthday on Saturday night early. Came home. I got home.
Okay, your Nobel Prize is in the mail.
Okay, that's a big deal for me. I didn't black out and fall asleep in an alley.
I stayed after him, which is not typical.
Sure. But I got home and I was like, wow, I'm home so early. It was like 11 p.m. and I'm like, I'm home so early. What should I do? I know, I'll watch a 3.5 hour movie called Titanic and bawl my eyes out. I'll send. So I sent Brooke a Snapchat. I was sobbing. So I've seen the movie 100 times.
Yeah. We can insert that image.
I was crying so hard that I like my eyes were like the, like totally swollen mm-hmm. shut. People were like, I put it on Twitter and people were like, wow, you're high enough. I was like, I don't smoke weed. That's tears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this person wrote in and basically said, I'm 21, work from home or work away from home. So I'm not home very much. I don't see my friends or family that often. But when I do, I let fucking loose. I don't see my high school friends that much. And basically, I end up drinking a lot and being a lot to handle. Thankfully, not a bad drunk or feisty drunk, just loud and wants to do cartwheels. And afterwards, I feel so embarrassed that no one seemed to be on my wavelength and I was obnoxious. How do you guys deal with after drunken embarrassment?
Mm-hmm.
This is a question we actually get a lot.
Mm-hmm. I still struggle with that.
Yeah.
I think like you have to, as much as you want to stay home and stay in bed all day, you have to get out and talk to the people that you were with.
Yeah.
The last night, rip the Band-Aid off because everyone's feeling the same way and no one was looking at you.
I think.
Yeah.
You have to get out of the house.
You have to bring it up first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to control the narrative. Mm-hmm. So you got to be like,
take the power back.
That was embarrassing when I cried last night. You know, you got to bring it up.
It wasn't at the end of the day. Embarrassing. It happens to everyone.
Right. Right. That's what they say mm-hmm. to make you feel better. But yeah, you know, I've lied to some people about that and been like, yeah, that wasn't embarrassing. We've all done it.
Right.
Fully being like, no one's ever done that. That wasn't embarrassing.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's a good move to stop thinking about it. But also, I think that's why no one really had party guilt in college, because you wake up with your roommates that you went out with,
right?
And it's like everybody was, you can debrief immediately,
right?
Even if you do the stupidest shit ever, like mm-mm. I came home and peed in my roommate's clean clothes hamper.
You did that
one night okay. in college, and the next day
as like, a prank,
go wash my clothes. No, I don't know.
No, okay, just
he was just like, go wash my clothes. It wasn't like you suck. Like that is so weird that you did that. It was just like, mm-hmm. go wash my clean clothes and don't look at me until you do it. And I was like, okay.
I'm a big fan of the, you know, post big night out recap beer. You know, you do that.
Oh,
the
me
next
too.
Day. I'm no, a I big recap beer drinker. I think that can help because you sort of you just
gotta
you
get
level,
it out.
You gotta level yourself out a little bit because your body's suffering from, you know, alcohol withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Just me? No. Okay.
No. You no. Too. No. Me too. I'm definitely. Like, I wanted to actually free idea make a post day after drink called Hair of the Dog. It's probably exists, but like I think that'd be a really good or like debrief. You mm-hmm. know, like calling something like a beer. But as far as embarrassment goes, it doesn't sound like. You know, if you're doing cartwheels,
that sounds so wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you had done what I did in that car with that celebrity.
I stand by. I think you were in the right in that situation. I'll die with that.
Yeah. I feel like you're good. But yeah, I don't know how he's 21. Yeah. It might be a little young to be doing the day after drinking debrief because like you're 21. You're probably living.
You're supposed to go to jail.
You're
like that
fine.
Year, I'm pretty sure. But I think as far as embarrassment goes, no one's like, I think about it like going to the gym, no one's looking at you. They're mm-hmm. all worried about their own form. I mean, unless you like,
are you trying to tell us that you go to the gym?
No, I certainly don't.
Okay.
But I have a pull up bar at my house.
That's great.
Yeah. That I use to dry my clothes and hang things on.
Where do you live? What's your?
I live in Santa Monica. Okay. Let me dox myself real quick.
and your PIN? And your mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
Totally what there. About you?
West Hollywood.
Okay, I'm in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, you're like, we talked about this.
You guys should hang out.
We should. Where do you like to go?
My couch.
Okay.
As well as my bed.
Yes. That's the couch to bed mm-hmm. pipeline.
Couch to bed pipeline is one of my favorite.
Elite. Yeah. No. Fair
and
enough.
On the rocks. As well.
Before you go.
No, he was like, before you go.
You know what? I bet those.
Get out of here.
Because my
before
phone.
Before you go, let me give you a fake address to an abandoned.
Right, before you go to my after party, are we going to talk about the Doja Cat thing? Because I did want to.
Well, we had so many things in pop culture to talk about, and now I'm feeling like I maybe do have Lewis Capaldi on my phone because my phone did back up to a certain point.
Well, let's.
We were going to talk about so many things in pop culture that did get a little bit away from us, and let's pick one.
Let's talk about Doja Cat. No.
Okay.
Snap.
Perfect.
Let's talk about it.
Why don't you? Start?
I found Lewis Capaldi.
Jesus
Christ. Sorry. My God.
Sorry. I found Lewis Capaldi.
She found him.
Okay.
Well, this is Connor and the old woman.
on a second. Oh, wait, no, wait. Should we do this or do our Instagram thing?
Oh, I did want to do that as well.
I got locked out of my
phone
Instagram.
On
oh,
me. Okay.
Okay, okay, that's fine. That's fine. We can do that next week.
Apart
we can do that.
So fast.
Sorry.
I've been
so
having Brooke and I have these issues with our phones right now. We're like, my things keep getting logged out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You can just scroll this way to see everything of
that's
me and Louis.
That's Capaldi?
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
Perfect.
So,
okay. Wow.
Voice of a goddamn angel.
Look at you, Connor. What's wrong with your face?
Oh my God. I forgot I hit a rock when I dove in the pool that night. Wait, okay.
This woman it has her tongue on you.
I know.
Oh my God. You guys are holding hands.
Let's move to Doja Cat and Noah Schnapp.
I mean, I think that's my favorite picture of all time. That's Connor's contact picture of my phone.
That's really great.
Okay, so. Obviously, everyone's already seen this. Like, I honestly don't even need to recap.
Basically, Doja Cat DMs Noah Schnapp. I want to say Schnapp, but everybody's saying Schnapp.
Schnapp, yeah.
To ask about his co-star and if he's single. And what I think here is, okay, I'm 26 years old. Am I going to DM a notable
17 years old as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A notable 17-year-old. Knowing that, like, I have much more clout, I would say, and status than him. My answer is no, I wouldn't have done that to begin with, because I just think it puts him in an uncomfortable position no matter what. He's probably very, you know, excited about this, got a little excited, and then posted this stuff on his social media.
Would have done the same thing.
Again, you know, all of us have embarrassed ourselves in front of famous people before and done things like this, so I get it. He's also 17, so
right.
There's really no, it's very obvious that she...
It's very obvious.
Wait,
did
he make a TikTok?
He made
about
a TikTok
it?
That
Can
was just
the,
like
I didn't see the TikTok.
He deleted it. I don't know if it's still up.
I saw the DMs.
Yeah, it was just of those DMs basically.
Oh.
Also, yeah. I thought that's he did a really good weird. Job at sort of like diverting. He just went
right.
LMAO, like slide into his
LMAO.
Right. I've never heard anyone say LMAO.
LMAO, is that what you said?
LMAO. Like it's a Hawaiian word.
I think
word.
He responded.
Are you guys going to the LMAO later?
Literally.
They're doing a roasted pig.
I think he responded to the DMs perfectly.
They're doing a whole roasted pig.
I think it's very strange, like even if you're a celebrity, to post your interactions with other celebrities for clout.
I also think he's 17.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah.
But she knew she was DMing a 17-year-old. Like, one,
no, I think,
don't.
I think
two, like.
This
like,
is a close friend's post. But
yeah,
he made
yeah,
it
yeah.
a worldwide post. And that was a mistake.
Doja Cat is getting dragged to hell on Twitter right now. Like everything
because
she's
of this?
Been, no, like
well,
everything
he,
she's doing
this,
now.
He's
like
Noah Schnapp is a fucking snake. Like
that was crazy.
Literally
a snake?
Coming for his life.
It's not like they had like you know like important information that they were hiding from the government. Like this is about a prospective romantic interest. It's not the snake shit.
Yeah, I like Doja Cat a lot. I really do.
Me too.
Also, apparently, she's mad because she's seeing someone.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think that may,
so
I,
that's an element that
I think
didn't
that
know.
She's okay. So she's obviously like been. She's one of the most famous people in the world. She's too online for how famous she is.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
I think she's made a TikTok about this criticism of her. She was like, what do you mean? Like I'm too cool or I'm too online? Like this is just who I am or whatever. I mean. I think after a certain point, yeah, like there is probably a responsibility to be a little bit more
Beyonce.
A little bit more Beyonce.
I just think like she's taking herself so seriously in this response.
Yeah.
And I just don't really support people who take themselves this serious.
Yeah, I know. Everything else is so funny, but
yeah.
This is the one
it's
thing
like,
where you're gonna
yeah.
call a 17-year-old
right.
a snake.
Why?
I know.
You slid it, you went in his you kinda like set yourself up.
No, yeah.
I did DM Noah. I have
I know,
with
yeah.
Noah Schnapp.
He left Noah Schnapp
left
her on red.
Sorry,
oh,
I'm like
he
red? Shedding.
No, I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
no, it's fine. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
No, he's like he was really nice. Basically, my sister is his age and had a huge crush on him. And so when I was kind of blowing up on TikTok a few years ago on her birthday, I made a TikTok that was like Noah Schnapp, like if you see this, like my sister really loves you, like whatever. And he DM'd me. On Instagram, and he was like, "I'm a big fan." I love when people say they're a big fan and don't follow you, but that's beside the point.
Oh my, that's snake shit.
It was like, snake.
Noah Schnapp is a snake.
Noah Schnapp, love you to death. But he was like, "What's her handle? Like, I'll send her a video, whatever." And we were DMing for a bit, and then he just like never sent her a video or anything, which is fine. Like he did not owe me anything. It's just like, why'd you DM me?
It seems like you're a little upset about it.
No, not at all. Why?
Okay.
Not at all. Why? No, I think that was really nice that he DM'd in the first place. I'm not sure why.
Mm-hmm. I sent Jared Leto a message once, sort of drunkenly. This was when I was getting really into. This is when I was in my Leto era, and then I unsent it because I was like, I was worried that there was a chance that it would get. Scene.
We talked about this.
I told you this already?
No, but this sort of thing.
Yeah,
Did he end up seeing it?
No, because I unsent it minutes after.
I've had people that I really looked up to.
Are you trying to hold my hand?
No, we can't. My hands have been really clammy.
Mine too. Mine's sweating on the mic.
I went through my DMs with Nathan Fielder and Kyle Mooney the other day and spent about an hour and a half unsending horrible, horrible thing.
Just
do you remember
case.
That picture of my bruise that I sent to Kyle Mooney?
Yeah.
That said, I fell, frowny face.
Oh my God. You're shameless. You're shameless.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Good
and it was like on my butt too.
Speaking
good
of shameless, I watched all of The Bear on Sunday. That
Yes.
Me too.
Did you see it?
Yep, I watched it all.
I've seen all
I
The Bear.
I was looking at my phone the whole time, but it seems like a really good show.
I completely same page.
Yeah.
Great vibe. Everyone screaming chef at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey chef.
It's a sign of respect.
If you don't mind,
it's
if I call you respect. Chef from now on,
can we call each other chef?
I'd like to move forward with that.
I know that
I love Jeremy.
I know that it was supposed to be
smash, smash, smash.
Yeah.
Maddie Matheson is one of my favorite people ever.
Absolutely.
Ao, I think is that how you say her name? Is
I think.
Yeah.
She
genuinely needs an Emmy.
She's
incredible. I agree. She was amazing.
I mean, the acting in the show like felt almost too real. And I know it was supposed to like scare people off about like depression and suicide and working in a restaurant. It's so horrible and bad for you. But I was like, this seems fun.
Well, you guys know that. Well, why would you know this? Before I was a TikToker, I was a private chef.
I did know
You're
that.
Kidding.
And you keep.
I'm not kidding.
You've lived such bizarrely different lives that it's like hard. It's like you keep saying these things. I'm like, yes. Oh my God, I forget
the stuff I've seen. Yeah. No. It.
It was fun though, right? Like high intensity but fun.
Wow.
Yes. It was. Yeah. I worked.
What
like,
was your go-to favorite meal to make?
That's
someone?
A great lamb stew.
Oh my God, that's very intense.
Lamb stew. That. Yeah. It's a panty dropper for sure.
Oh, I'm not wearing any.
Oh my God.
Give me some lamb stew. I'm actually so hungry.
Do you want a gusher? I've been sucking on one gusher for the entire podcast.
No, I saw you replenish.
Oh, okay.
So there's no
two
need.
Two gushers.
That's actually not true, Ellen.
Okay, you're...
Because I saw you replenish.
I was going to
There's no reason to do that.
I was going to ask. Well, yeah, you
Did
came
you
for me.
Did you see that Dakota Johnson Ellen interview? That's like
one
of the most chilling interviews I've ever seen.
It is so good, and I love her so much, Dakota Johnson. DJ.
Yeah,
oh, I'm having a DJ summer.
I'm having like a sweaty as fuck summer. Like I can't stop sweating ever.
I'm having
You're wearing a
peeling,
sweater.
Shedding summer.
I guess that's why they call it a sweater.
Yeah, I guess that's why. My God, how are your summers going, by the way?
Bad. Thanks for asking.
Okay, you're welcome.
No, they're fine.
Is yours good?
I'm just like shedding.
It's fine. I wish I had gotten into, I'm trying to, you know, have a few more crazy stories.
I'm going to Tahoe this afternoon.
You're going to Tahoe this afternoon?
Yeah.
You're always going somewhere.
It's actually annoying. I think I have every weekend booked until mid-October.
All right, so no combined birthday party then.
I'll be there.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
I am so shy all of a sudden.
Okay, well, I think we have to wrap up, but before we go, I want to hold myself accountable for talking about the things that we didn't talk about this week, next week.
Yeah.
So I want to say that next week, we will have to discuss Lea Michele and Funny Girl because we didn't get to that this week, and that's important.
And the Jane Lynch drama.
And the Jane Lynch and the glee of it all. There's so much to unpack there. And I really wanted to get to Pete and Kim this week, so hopefully we can table that.
All I can say is goals.
No one else feels that that's a little like weird and bizarre.
What's weird about that?
For Hulu to use a couple showering together as promotion for a show.
What's weird about that? I'm kind of
like over this like promo, like horny promo. Like, watch porn.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Honor. This is perfect for what people. Like me, and I'm assuming Delaney, like that's our
porn.
That's
right. Yeah, I don't like
to
watch porn.
You could side saddle your washer and dryer and watch
Pete. We're doing Western style, which is one leg over. Mm-hmm. I'm not side saddling. I'm not riding that thing like a lady.
I'm no lady. I'm a lady in the streets, and I'm a cowgirl in the laundry room.
Yep, you pulled it from my brain. There it is. No, it's all up here.
No, I'm happy. I do like that they're happy. I don't think we need to see so much of it.
could not
you're jealous.
Disagree more.
I'm a little jealous. So what?
You're jealous.
So what?
I love it. I thought it was
I
sexy.
I need so much more. So, and just like so sweet to see Kim go from somebody who took himself so seriously.
No, 100%.
To someone so goofy.
I couldn't
and,
agree
obsessed
more.
With her. And like, Kanye was so
cool.
obsessed
couldn't
with himself.
Agree more. Are we changing your mind live?
No, I just said like it's a little bit too horny for Maine.
Okay.
But you would rather just watch porn that's not too horny?
I didn't say me.
You said go watch porn.
You sort of have implied twice now that you watch porn.
No. You're putting words in my dick.
Okay, so next week we'll have a lie detector test.
That's gonorrhea.
Honor. I want to wish Lea Michele the best of luck learning how to read her lines.
Me too.
And I think we wrapped. Elaine Uroh, thank you so much for coming on.
I love you guys.
We love you. Cheers.
Where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Delaney Says Hello on TikTok.
Oh, what's the origin behind that anyway?
It was that Delaney Rowe wasn't available.
Oh, got it.
And it rhymes. And then at Delaney Rowe on Instagram, having so much fake fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
So true. Anything exciting coming out that we should watch?
The list.
Well, the list.
The list.
Find the list.
Whatever video I post today. Okay. I don't know.
The list.
My God.
Well, thank you, Delaney.
Thank
I guess we'll
you.
Wrap
thank you
up.
Guys.
And we'll see you and talk about Lea Michele next week.
Yeah. I'll see you on the rocks.
On the rocks. Ooh, tonight. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.